Welcome to the Labor Radio Podcast, daily for Saturday, March 16th. Here are highlights from last week's Labor Radio Podcast Daily.
What is a stagehand?
We're the hands that do the work. You see the shows pop up? Well, they didn't get there miraculously. You know, we build them, we tear them down, we service the clients, and then we go home.
The intent is to chill academic freedom and to chill those open and honest classroom discussions and invite conspiracy theories into the classroom.
What we're looking for is a industry that look like us, right? Mm-hmm. All of us. An industry that look like America. An industry that works for all of us. And that includes everyone. All our underrepresented populations.
You got the biggest mouth in this mill. Give us a longer break. Give us more smoking time.
Do it. Now shut up.
If I get shot, they can't shoot the union out of me.
I'm going to do what I got to do. Get the union back.
I was a sergeant at arms, and all I did was hand out, you know, candy canes and sign people in. But now I have actually a job. Well, a better job, maybe a better job.
Highlights from last week's Labor Radio Podcast Daily, available on your favorite podcast app. Just search for Labor Radio Podcast Daily. Today's labor quote is by Eleanor Roosevelt, speaking to the 1943 convention of the CIO, or Congress of Industrial Organizations. "I believe you should tell the story of injustices, of inequalities, of bad conditions, so that the people as a whole in this country really face the problems of people who are pushed to the point of striking know all about, but others know practically nothing about." In today's labor history, on this date in 1960, the United Federation of Teachers was formed in New York to represent New York City public school teachers and later other education workers in the city. The Labor Radio Podcast Daily is supported by our friends at Union Plus. You'll find out more at unionplus.org. This has been Chris Garlock for the Labor Radio Podcast Network. You'll find all our shows at laborradionetwork.org.